And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. This is annoying. Stop it. Thank you. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Stephen Novotny, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mahdi 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. And now Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. Want to thank the folks again from ECM Energy Services, James and Riley. Boy, that hair flip of hers is deadly. Holy cow. I think it almost bruised him. She was, whew. Anyway, very nice people and a wonderful company and great jobs. God, great local jobs. It's unbelievable. So get in touch with ECM Energy Services. Tell them Dimitri sent you and you can have a great career and you're home every night here in the Valley. You're home every night. You're making over $100,000 a year and you're home every night. God, this is unbelievable. And the benefits are insane. All right, so next. What is the Belmont buzz today? Well, it's Tampon Tim.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Tampon Tim decided to visit Belmont County, and our hearts are aflutter. He was a guest of some old union guys who were talking about, I guess, the good old days of Truman or something. I don't know. Anyway, so Tampon Tim comes to town. Now, for those who don't know, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, he was the vice presidential candidate with Kamala Harris, that doomed presidential ticket that lost in a landslide to Donald Trump and Ohio's J.D. Vance, lost in the Electoral College vote, landslide, lost in the popular vote, landslide, lost the House. Well, they actually still won. They still had the House. But they lost the Senate, and now the Republicans control the Senate. Not that they are making any difference, because they really aren't. And it was just a catastrophe for the Democrats on every level. And Tampon Tim was a big drag on the ticket. Not as big a drag as Kamala Harris and that hyena laugh of hers. God, that thing is so annoying. Jesus, it's so annoying. So anyway, long story short. I've been telling you that the local media hates Trump because the local media hates you. It's just infested. The TV stations, the newspapers are just infested with people who just hate you. That's why they hate Trump, because they hate you. You know, they don't like your values. They don't like your standards. They don't like anything about you. And it shows with the news coverage. They don't even try to hide it anymore. Channel 7 is proud to be the unofficial propaganda mouthpiece for these ragtag band of Marxist misfits that parades up and down the street with a couple dozen people every other weekend, or seems like every other weekend, saying that Donald Trump is bad and Elon Musk is bad because they're telling you all everything that we've been doing and that's a bad thing and they're going to take away all your Social Security and all this crazy crap that they do. Anyway, they hate you, but nobody hates Trump more locally. No one locally hates Trump more than billionaire Bob. Bob Nutting, the publisher of the dying local newspapers. Billionaire, obviously he inherited the money. And God, does he hate Trump. To get a sense of just how much he hates Trump, take a look at the newspaper coverage today regarding Tampon Tim. It's unbelievable. I was able to get onto the website, and I downloaded the online version, and they had one story that I think had more than, easily, had to be more than 30 paragraphs and pictures and video. About the only time that billionaire Bob includes video with his stories online is when it's an anti-Trump thing. That's the only time. And they did it again today. And they had a second story about how union leaders here in the Valley, you know, don't like Trump and think it might be bad for the economy. That was more like 20 paragraphs. So between the two stories, easy, the online version, easy 50 paragraphs. I mean, that's how much billionaire Bob hates Donald Trump, absolutely hates him. And the coverage, my God, was so fawning. Between the newspapers, the dying newspapers, and the dying TV stations, 7 and 9, I could not find in all these stories, I could not find even one critical question, probing question, interesting question for Tampon Tim. Literally not even one. Now, mind you, this is a guy who was all for open borders and having foreigners overrun this country, replacing Americans with illegals so that the Democrats would never lose another election. He was all for that. That was perfectly fine. All the Haitians eating all the waterfowl in Springfield and whatever else is going on in Midmont Valley with Charleroi and just all of that stuff. He was perfectly fine with all of that. Perfectly fine letting us know or pretending that Joe Biden was actually lucid when, of course, he wasn't. Perfectly fine with putting tampon dispensers in boys' locker rooms. Perfectly fine with all of the crap, the woke crap and everything else. Not one question in any of the news stories. One critical question. Not a one. All of them were just this fawning, slobbering. In fact, the worst might have been 7. Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get 7 here. DK Wright was going on and on about how did she phrase this? Hold on. I think I have the copy here. Just bear with me here. Where did I put this thing now? Do I have that here? Anyway, the phrase that she used, and you will hear this in a few, and I like DK, right? She's a nice person. She really is. But the fawning, slobbering coverage of this is unbelievable for Tampon Tim. Because, again, that's the big Belmont buzz here. And in her story, she says something right at the beginning, and pay attention to this, warm and humorous, and you just want to hurl. So let me play this first one here for you, and then we'll be analyzing the pathetic coverage of this non-event with Tampon Tim. But listen to how she describes this, warm and humorous and, oh, my God.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz spent more than an hour speaking at the Steelworkers Hall in Martins Ferry today. The former Democratic candidate for vice president listened and talked about the current state of the U.S. government and how people are being affected. Our DK Wright has our coverage.
Governor Tim Walz spoke with humor and warmth, saying he took it as a badge of honor to be called the poorest person who ever ran for that office. As a teacher and coach, he voiced concerns about public schools being placed at a disadvantage. Now he says the constant drama and chaos is not the way to fix anything.
But this is not the solution, melting down the markets, putting people's retirement at risk, and not creating any trust. Why would a new company come here and invest when they don't know what's going to happen?
He says Democrats have made things too complicated. He says instead of saying millions face food insecurity, why not say they're hungry? He says he doesn't blame anyone who voted for Donald Trump.
It's okay that you vote for somebody and they get it wrong. They didn't tell you the truth and they're not doing what he said he was going to do. That's fine. That's not on you, the voter. That's on them.
He says students, parents, and grandparents will be hurt by the so-called efficiencies.
The tearing down of the Department of Education isn't about government efficiencies. It's about undermining your future.
He says the current administration talks about small government, but does the opposite.
These people want to be involved in the minutia of your life like nobody's business. I believe government is a force of good. I think collectively together we can educate our children, we can build roads, provide for the common defense. But it's not my job to tell you what books to read. It's not my job to tell you who you spend time with. It's not my job to do those things.
Steelworkers, postal workers, retirees, and citizens spoke also, giving Wohls a warm welcome. Reporting in Martins Ferry, D.K. Wright for 7 News.
It's just warmth and humor. It was a love fest. It was a group hug. Just want to hurl, honest to God. But that's the kind of coverage. Nine was actually no better. Hold on a second. Let me get the nine coverage here up. Give me a second here. Am I doing this right? Of course not. Hold on. I'm an idiot. What do you want? All right. I think this should work. Now, this is nine's coverage. Again, no critical questions. Not a one. Not a one. About, well, why do you think you really lost? And it could have been because of the open borders? Why were you okay with that? Could have been about woke culture, dudes in little girls' locker rooms, tampon dispensers in boys' locker rooms or boys' restrooms. And what about the economy under Biden and Ukraine and everything? Just nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ugh.
News 9's Jesse Kane has more from a former Democratic vice presidential candidate.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz visited the Martins Ferry Union Hall with an open discussion with labor and union parties. The United Steelworkers of America, Local 1238, gave the governor a standing ovation as he visited the Ohio Valley.
I think trying to understand across the country that the Democratic Party, I think it's pretty obvious and the data shows that working class people simply have lost some of the trust that for generations we had with them. Folks who were there to make sure there were good union jobs, public schools, protecting things like Social Security. And I think we've gotten into this point where our presidential campaigns focus on 7 states and we forget about areas. I think it's really important to come here, a historical union area.
Walz spoke about reuniting the Democratic Party with the working class people, veterans, and the education workforce.
We have to deliver on policies that improve their lives. If they continue to see, look, if you ask a working class person, like I said, of my age, you clearly knew if someone was a Democrat, they were standing with unions and working people. You thought the Republicans were with richer people. And there's, as I said again, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. We've got to get back to the point where we're delivering policies like good public schools, good health care, protecting these programs, then they'll come back.
Dissatisfaction about the current administration was shared by participants. Staff Representative John Saunders of the United Steelworkers District 1 said the tariffs came too late for local impacts.
That's the part that really disappoints me, okay? You lost 1,000 jobs in this region after we've shut down coal mines, steel mills, aluminum, and then we lost that. Now tariffs are coming in and we're all supposed to be happy. That, you know, like a fairy tale, we all live happily ever after. That's not true. When you lose your job, I call it an industrial death sentence.
Walz and Saunders both shared a message of hope, but they said it comes with accountability.
There's always hope, okay? America has to have hope, okay? The stock market's struggling, healthcare struggling, all those things. There has to be hope, okay? And hope means be able to hold people accountable for their actions. Just like people have to hold union officials accountable for their action, elected officials have to be held accountable at every level.
This was just one stop for Walz as he looks to reunite the Democratic Party. In Beaumont County, I'm Jesse Kane.
Yeah, the tariffs came a little too late, John Saunders, yeah. 4 years you had your guy in there. 4 years you had the Biden administration, you had the Democrats running everything in the White House. 4 years. But now he's complaining. Oh, well, then now they're too late. Well, you had 4 years. Who do you blame for that? Honestly, these guys are just so pathetic. And again, the local media, not one tough question for Tampon Tim with his track record, with the open borders, with the woke culture, with him putting tampon dispensers in boys' restrooms, with the whole transgender agenda that he's all for? Are you kidding me? Not one tough question? And as bad as the slobbering coverage was by the dying TV stations, and believe me, they're both dying. You don't believe me, just take a look at them. Why do you think they're hiring children and calling them reporters, handing them a microphone, saying, hey, go cover a fundraiser. And then just whatever the politician says, just nod your head and go, okay, fine, yeah, that's fine. Don't ask any tough questions. You're a reporter. They're both dying. As bad as that is, as bad as that coverage was with 7 and 9, the dying newspaper coverage was a million times worse because billionaire Bob so hates Trump and anything connected with him. Between the two stories regarding the Belmont Buzz, which was, you know, Tampon Tim coming to Belmont County,